5. Relation to creatures. Each segment of the grand universe, each individual universe and world, enjoys the benefits of the united counsel and wisdom of all seven master spirits, but receives the personal touch and tinge of only one. And the personal nature of each master spirit entirely pervades and uniquely conditions his super universe. Through this personal influence of the seven master spirits, every creature of every order of intelligent beings, outside of paradise and Nirvana, must bear the characteristic stamp of individuality indicative of the ancestral nature of some one of these seven paradise spirits. As concerns the seven super universes, each native creature, man or angel, will forever bear this badge of natal identification. The seven master spirits do not directly invade the material minds of the individual creatures on the evolutionary worlds of space. The mortals of Urantia do not experience the personal presence of the mind-spirit influence of the master spirit of Arvontan. If this master spirit does attain any sort of contact with the individual mortal mind during the earlier evolutionary ages of an inhabited world, it must occur through the ministry of the local universe creative spirit, the consort and associate of the creator son of God, who presides over the destinies of each local creation. But this very creative mother spirit is, in nature and character, quite like the master spirit of Arvontan. The physical stamp of a master spirit is a part of man's material origin. The entire Urantia career is lived under the continuing influence of this same master spirit. It is hardly strange that the subsequent spirit career of such an ascending mortal never fully eradicates the characteristic stamp of this same supervising spirit. The impress of a master spirit is basic to the very existence of every pre-Havona stage of mortal ascension. The distinctive personality trends exhibited in the life experience of evolutionary mortals, which are characteristic in each superuniverse, and which are directly expressive of the nature of the dominating master spirit, are never fully effaced. Not even after such ascenders are subjected to the long training and unifying discipline encountered on the 1 billion educational spheres of Havona. Even the subsequent intense paradise culture does not suffice to eradicate the earmarks of superuniverse origin. Throughout all eternity, an ascendant mortal will exhibit traits indicative of the presiding spirit of his superuniverse of nativity. Even in the course of the finality, when it is desired to arrive at or to portray a complete trinity relationship to the evolutionary creation, always a group of seven finaliters is assembled, one from each superuniverse.